This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, rocking the health world. We'll start out with, I don't know if we're going to be too aggressive tonight, Super Don. You know, I always like to find a way to be kinder and gentler, Robert Scott Bell. And it's just like you throw stories at me. I'm like, are you just, like throwing a bone to a dog, right? It's like, you know, really? We got to open up on drugs and doctors giving drugs to people who are autistic on the adult autism spectrum and what they're doing. And, you know, I find it very difficult to be very nice to doctors that do what we're going to relate this afternoon, but we're depending on where you are. But it's an important one because we're getting more and more of these young children that were in this transition phase that were not killed by the vaccine outright, like some that are alive today, but seriously debilitated into this autism spectrum diagnosis, transitioning through their teen years into young adulthood and adulthood. What's going to happen? And we're going to get into that in just a moment. We also have, just a heads up, Ty Bollinger, outside the box, second hour. For those of you watching on YouTube, we got together with him earlier today because he's got some events he's got to do tonight. I think, Super Don, can you check if Secret Ingredients, the movie by Jeffrey Smith, is being made widely available yet? Because we got a sneak preview of it, obviously, at the Health Freedom, the Trinity Conference, and I know he was only playing it at special events. And the moment it's available elsewhere, dude, I want everybody to know and get it or watch it somehow. It is that good to explain how and why everybody should be moving organic non-GMO if they want to be well, right? Come with me if you want to be well. Eat clean food. Get away from GMOs. Get away from the pesticides. And that's part of the discussion today with Ty Bollinger a little later. So if you can give me a heads up if that is indeed the case. I've heard rumor that it might be available.
Here's what I'm looking at here. At secretingredientsmovie.com is where you go to get the information on this. And it looks like, unless I'm mistaken, you can actually rent it and buy it right now.
Sweet.
Right off the website. Yeah.
All right. So that's something we're going to have to add into the mix. I want for all of our online, if they go to the Robert Scott Bell Show website, to also see that. We, thanks to Super Don, link a lot of things that we feel are important for you to know about and integrate and use for your health and your kids' health in that case. And we're going to get into that right about now. Our opening story, as I mentioned, gets into the autism spectrum. And the headline reads, this is on Medical Express website, adults on the autism spectrum prescribed mental health drugs without diagnoses. Without diagnoses. Now, what does that mean? It means that we haven't analyzed this patient to see if they're falling under the category of what the FDA says is legitimate. Not that we believe in FDA legitimacy. I think that's an oxymoron. But let's just say we step back and we go, all right, let's give them their domain, right? Drugs in diagnosing and what drugs go with that. You would say, all right, if you're going to put somebody on drugs, and in this case, mental health or psychiatric medication, do you think they should at least match what the drugs are indicated for and what they're approved for by FDA? Now, granted, one of the things that gets Super Don's goat, if I could say it that way, is doctors just going off-label to their heart's content and to the detriment of the patient. It's like, well, if this looks good here, let's try it here. Let's try it. Now, I grant they have apparently the freedom to do that. But if you are not a duly ordained and licensed, degreed medical professional, and you even provide something that is a food, and you make a claim for that food that it can reduce anxiety, for instance, in someone on the autism spectrum, they'll try and bust you for practicing medicine without a license. It's like, wait a second, I'm providing food that when I give this food, it seems to reduce the anxiety. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know, you've seen that, but you can't say it. You can't acknowledge it. You can't say that the food did that because it becomes an unapproved new drug, not approved, not proven to be safe or effective for any of those indications. Yet, how have these psychiatric drugs that are being prescribed to autistic adults been proved safe or effective for anything in that patient population? Adults on the autism spectrum are being prescribed mental health drugs in instances where there is limited supporting evidence to do so. Again, science? Not in modern medicine. Where's the evidence there? We are evidence-based. Well, what's your evidence? You decided to give Prozac to a kid, now an adult, in the autism spectrum. Why? Is he depressed? How do you know? Oh, wait, there is no blood test for depression or any other psychiatric disorder for that matter. This was the findings of the UNSW's alleged study that looked at the use of psychotropic medication for mental health problems by adults on the autism spectrum. And, I look at this, you know, if we go mental illness, anxiety, etc., it's like, how do they know? I mean, it's bad enough that they don't know how regular adults not considered autistic are reacting to Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, these drugs that can create increased suicidal ideations and tendencies, homicidal ideations and tendencies. And of course, if you know any children or teenagers in particular and adults with autism and they're on the, severely on the spectrum, you see a lot of violence, frustration, anger, maybe depression. I don't know how you define it exactly in those cases. But does it warrant drugging with medicines that are not approved for that use? Do they even know? Or are they just experimenting? Which I think this study shows, Super Don, that these doctors are just throwing stuff up against the dartboard, against the wall, just like at the CDC, and going, let's see what sticks. Let's see what works.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, you just kind of scratch your head, and you can't help but get pissed off reading about this, because they're using the psychotropic, these drugs, to try and manage behavior. And that's not what these drugs are you know, supposed to be used for. And so, like you said, they're going off label because they're trying to use these drugs to try and curb things like aggression and stuff like that. But that's a completely off label use. And these psychotropic drugs have really horrible side effects.
Horrible. So, yeah, we talked about it. And, you know, Peter Bregan, who we had on, he was like our 500th or 1,000th guest. I don't remember, years ago now. Had said that, you know, 500,000 people are dying every year around the world due to these psychotropic medications. I mean, it's an unreported stat that he has brought out to our attention. And it's bad enough, the devastation that these kids, now young adults and adults, are going through. But you add this into the mix, experimental cocktails of psychiatric medications. We argue that it's bad enough for a regular depressed patient, so to speak, if there is such a thing, because there's no basis for those drugs to begin with. But they want to regulate their behavior. Treat their behavior. Now listen, if you have uncontrollable gastrointestinal pain, you've seen these kids, we've reported on them, there have been movies on them, you've seen it even in Vax from Cover Up to Catastrophe and other documentaries on the subject of autism, these kids are desperately in pain. Who killed Alex Sportolakis? That whole scenario, which is another disaster. What do they got? They throw psychiatric drugs at these kids. And as they get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they're more anxious and angry in their adult years, it becomes more dangerously violent. Now, here's the counter to that. We have an article, a blog post called The Anxious Child, What You Can Do to Help. This is the Thinking Moms Revolution website. We love the Thinking Moms. And remember, in the original group, there's also a Thinking Dad, and they're all welcome there. And talking about kids on the spectrum, mild to severe, there are issues with anxiety. And many moms and dads out there have figured out that, yeah, no, we don't need to drug them. We need to address this more holistically. A few of, and you can go to this blog site. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. For those of you who are new to the show, you didn't know about your children that were vaccine injured and you don't know what to do, you probably don't want to go to a medical doctor at this point because they're not trained to address this. They're trained to kind of paper it with drugs, and that can be devastating. Talk about B complexes, 100% whole food forms of iron. If there's deficiency there, magnesium is listed. Great for anxiety for anybody. Medical cannabis, CBD, CBD oil. You may not need the THC. You might, but there are ways to get CBD as a calming impact on the nourishing of the endocannabinoid system. Functional exercise of some kind, how you can get movement in there. And none of this directly addresses gastrointestinal pain, which happens in a lot of these children on the autism spectrum. And they even go into, or she even goes into the spiritual aspects of this. Anxiety, feeling unsafe in the body, relative to your place in creation. Again, sometimes if they're severely into the autism spectrum, how do you make a link, a connection? Because a lot of that disconnection has been artificially induced, or the severing has been done by vaccination, by heavy metals, etc. Now, I want to throw a few other things into the mix here in terms of addressing anxiety. Because if you have unrelenting pain, you're going to be angry. You're going to lash out. And, they talk about beating your head on the wall, trying to distract from the pain in your gut, for instance. So we talk about healing the gut through the Silver Aloe Protocol. We've talked probiotics. You got to find out what's right for you. We've talked about using CanGest as a solution and homeopathic remedies to heal the gut. But what about the emotions associated with those circumstances? Not just pain, but the frustration that can lead to anger or can lead to depression. When you're exhausted, the frustration leads to depression. I've named these homeopathic remedies over the years many times, and I'll revisit it now, especially because we got a lot of new listeners. If you're dealing with uncontrollable anger, intense anger, the remedy, the homeopathic remedy is stramonium, S-T-R-A-M-O-N-I-U-M. Stramonium can be given homeopathically, completely safely. It's not going to harm anybody. Adults with autism, not going to harm them either. If you're dealing with the other side of that spectrum, the depression after the frustration and anger, you are exhausted, that can be sepia. S-E-P-I-A is one of the most common remedies for depression. I'm not giving you an exhaustive list here, but I want to give you a few you can be an experiment with. Now, in between those states is the frustration. You can go either way from there, like the fulcrum of the seesaw. That's argentum nitricum. Argentum nitricum, that's silver nitrate in homeopathic form. And that will be any of these kids or young adults in the frustration segment of their emotions. Give them a dose of homeopathic argentum nitricum. In addition to all of the good insight that they had here in the blog at Thinking Moms Revolution. All right, we're going to be coming back after this. We'll talk about the toxic drinking water in Denmark, in America.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, the things you learn about here, you're probably not going to hear anywhere else in broadcast radio, syndicated radio media, because there are often conflicts of interest regarding, you know, advertisers, right? You know, like, oh, don't talk about natural things, right? The drug companies, and that's the mainstream media. That's the problem with much of the mainstream media and even much of talk radio. Now, I'm not necessarily here on GCN. We've got a lot of folks that focus holistically, which is great. I love that. So it's a kind of a place you can come to learn about some things you won't learn in many other places. By the way, as one addendum to the anxiety issue, we were talking about energy, homeopathy, frequencies. The whole tones. Let me bring that over here. Remember whole tones? The right frequency, the right hertz can change the energy of the people who are in the presence of that music. And you can play this stuff all the time. I think this is another good strategy, especially if you have kids that are constantly in a state of anxiety, to play soothing music. But the music has to be in the right frequency, and Michael Terrell knows that also well. Now, with that, you go to the classic statement, there's something rotten in Denmark. Although I didn't know until this story came to our attention, Super Don, that there was a Denmark in South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah.
Did you know about this? Denmark,
I did
South
not.
Carolina.
I did not at all, no.
I mean, the headlines just write themselves at this point. The water in Denmark, South Carolina. Who's responsible for making sure it's clean and safe to drink? Well, you would say, well, the local government, municipality, or on the state level agencies. Some would say, no, that's a federal issue. But look how well that worked out for Flint, Michigan, with the lead in the water. Waiting for the feds to save you? The hope is that the closer it gets to home, the less likely you would be to be poisoned. But apparently government ineptitude knows no bounds, even on the local level.
That's why you got to keep them in check. For 10 years, a chemical not EPA approved was in the drinking water in Denmark, South Carolina. That's the headline over it. Unfortunately, CNN, but they're covering a story that needs to be covered. Props on them for that. Okay, Super Don, you happy?
Not attacking. I mean, it is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And so we call it like we see it. And, you know, here we've got this community in Denmark, South Carolina, that for 10 years has been drinking water that had a substance that was put in it called halosan, okay? Now, this halosan is not approved by the EPA to be put in the water. It was put in the water in order to try and address, I guess, some iron rust issues that were going on in the water system.
Bacteria associated with high iron in the water, yes.
Yeah. So you know, it took a Freedom of Information Act request and a one-year investigation for them to find out that basically the people in Denmark have been poisoned for the last 10 years.
Yeah. And there have been some real problems, kidney problems, you know, serious problems that they may be linking to this. And nobody's acknowledged it, so it's sort of like it's happened, it's been mysterious, and now what? 10 years later, they go, well, now we're all drinking bottled water. But again, drinking bottled water, is that the answer? You're going to get plasticizers and all kinds of garbage that ends up in that water. Now, it might be less harmful on the short term, but that's not a real long-term solution. The question is, are you going to wait for the government to purify your water to make sure it's safe to drink? Or are you going to take the steps necessary to defend your family, your life, your kids' life from toxic poisons that are being purposefully put in your water that are not even approved by the agency supposedly designed to protect you from those substances? Now, I don't give a lot of credit to the EPA because, of course, they say fluoride in the water is perfectly fine. So there's not a lot of credibility there, but even they said, well, we didn't approve this. That shouldn't have been there, this halosan. So, Super Don, what would you do in this situation? You find out your water looks bad, but...
Yeah, listen, you know, at this point, with all of the stories that we've seen, it's obvious that the water, municipal water systems in this country, in general, suck. Okay? They just do. And there's stuff in the water. And we're finding this out time after time. Flint, Michigan was just the tip of the iceberg. So do not trust the water that comes out of your tap. If you do, you're playing Russian roulette, in my opinion. So this is the reason why we recommend things like the Echo Water System to get all the nasty stuff out of there and guarantee that the water you're drinking is safe, plus you get the molecular hydrogen on top of it.
Yeah, and now the frequencies that you can alter the water, the energy the water is carrying. Again, going back to our opening segment on frustration and anger and behavioral issues, there are frequencies you can put in water homeopathically or through the Echo System now that can alter things. Well, you'll have to see it. You'll have to witness it because it's just amazing what happens when, and you do this from your phone or from your computer, you can program it. So anyway, you check it out. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook from Echo Water, Synergy Science, and you'll learn all about it. And we'll come back with some cannabis updates and more.
Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
President Trump threw his support behind a long-stalled bipartisan criminal justice reform bill on Wednesday.
at the White House, President Trump says this reform is needed to reform our criminal justice system.
Today I'm thrilled to announce my support for this bipartisan bill that will make our community safer and give former inmates a second chance at life after they have served their time.
The Department of Justice Office of Legal Counsel issued an opinion Wednesday supporting President Trump's appointment of Matthew Whitaker as acting attorney general. Meanwhile, folks on Capitol Hill are reacting to Whitaker's appointment, including Republican Senator John Kennedy.
I don't think it's fair to the man to bash him before he even has a chance to find the men's room. He's done nothing that should make anybody worry.
Final look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 205 points to close the day at 25,080. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Empowering information, things you can tap into, utilize in your life immediately to improve it. Your health, the freedom to heal, all of these things that are fundamentally important. I mean, this is a... it's an issue of health freedom, isn't it? Ultimately, it's not only about having access to the information, but being able to act on it. Now, if you're waiting for permission, like some government agency is going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, you can have that. Yeah, you got it. I mean, backwards, upside down, and inside out. Recognize that that power to heal that I talk about, reminding you, is yours, comes from
the far higher place, creator, whatever you perceive that creator to be. And if you perceive it to be government, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Would that be a safe assumption to say? I mean, I don't like assuming, Super Don, but you know, those that believe they were created by government, probably not big fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Just think. Yeah.
Was on the dial that they're listening to.
They can listen to, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know Air America went off the air, so it kind of bummed them out, but what can you do? We are going to continue with this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty because it is a fundamental freedom that is not talked about. Even, you know, we got a lot of friends that are lovers of liberty, but they don't do the health freedom thing like we do. That's not a slight on them at all, not a knock on them. It's just everybody's got a little bit of their own specialty. We try to be broad-based in our ability to communicate a lot of stories in unique and different ways. And sometimes we can do them out in the field, like if we have a live lecture somewhere. Oh, yeah, by the way, we do. Tampa. I want to remind everybody, Tampa Bay area, Abby's Health Food Store in Tampa, the 29th of November, it's a Thursday evening. We're going to be live. Not on radio that night because I'll be lecturing live to those of you in the Tampa area that want to join me right before the SENFA conference in Orlando. So that's coming up toward the end of the month. But that's always in the show notes, by the way. Go to robertscottbell.com. Now, how many of you learned about the Spanish Inquisition in school? Super Don, do you remember learning about the Spanish Inquisition? Right? A little history?
Briefly, yes, I do.
Yeah, and
it was a nasty thing that they did.
Oh, yeah.
Not good.
This is where, you know, a religion doesn't get a good name, right? You know, it's convert or die, that concept. And, you know, we see evidence of it, perhaps elements in any religion that's been around on the planet that people corrupt it. There might be a good message, and there likely is a deep message of love and serving, but... Man, there's nothing that God can create that man can't mess up. And we've been granted the freedom to mess it up. That's the truth. We have the freedom to mess it up. You got to learn. You got to learn the hard way sometimes. So the Spanish Inquisition, you think they would have learned, but there's a new one in Spain. And it could result in death, even though they might not be their overt claim to what they're going to do, convert or die. But if you convert to what they want you to convert to in Spain right now, you could die because of what they want you to convert to. No, not Catholicism, not Christianity, but the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Yes, that's right, folks. Spain has now been captured by the Pharmaceutical Church. I don't know, has anybody gotten the Pope on the record with a comment here? Because Spain is a largely Catholic country. And yet they have said, you know, forget that. We're going pharmaceutical mysticism now. How do I know? Spain has declared war on alternative medicine, or what they're calling alternative medicine. The Spanish government is going after acupuncture, homeopathy. It's announcing plans that it's going to eliminate from health centers what it considers a health risk. Oh no, not the third leading cause of death, the medical church, but that which has preceded the medical church by thousands of years, perhaps. Hundreds to thousands of years. You got any friends in Spain? You better get their attention now, and they got to ramp up and stop this, or else it's too late. Because this convert or die is different. It's not a convert or we're going to stab you or we're going to crucify you. It's going to be, you have to go to the medical doctor. You have to have chemotherapy. You have to have vaccinations, all of them, times 1,000. And that could likely lead to your demise. And on the way out, it's not pleasant. So we talk about the fact that the vast majority of the death, including cancer and heart disease, caused by what the medical church does. The invasive toxic therapies or procedures or drugs that they give to you to manage symptoms that they initially caused because of childhood vaccinations or antibiotics. Now in Spain, I haven't been there ever in this lifetime. I don't know how the quality of the food is. A lot of Europe, the quality of food was better than it was in the United States. And so we could say maybe there's one less mitigating circumstance in terms of causing disease, but maybe not. Maybe they got GMOs in Spain. I don't know. But Super Don, it doesn't matter that the majority of the people believe that acupuncture is of therapeutic use. The majority of the people believe that homeopathy works. It doesn't matter. You know, that's the irony of democracy. They say, well, more than 50% believe it, it becomes, yes, it's okay. Not in Spain, apparently. because more than 50% in each of those cases believe in those therapies, but they would be denied them if Spanish government concedes in the Inquisition, the new Inquisition, Super Don.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting the Spanish Inquisition.
You are not? Well, I mean, it's back. It's back. Give a listen.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
That's right. That's right.
I wasn't expecting it either.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. Well, I kind of was. But anyway. Yeah. anyway, yeah, listen, Spain has gone full skeptic or skeptic, as we like to say on this show. Because the language, and you can see in the language, the government says it wants to, and it's the key words here, it wants to eliminate alternative medicine from health centers where the treatments must be given by recognized professionals. So, you know, here, man, it's like Spain has taken like a page out of the USA book of skeptics. And now it's just saying, listen, I don't care if 59% of the people want acupuncture, 52% want homeopathic products. This is not evidence-based. And so, therefore, we're going to eliminate it not only from the health centers, but they actually want to take this out of the universities. So, you know, we're not going to allow it to be taught. We're not going to allow it to be practiced. You know, it really does come back to, and using the Spanish Inquisition analogy is not too far off. It's almost like they are setting this up for like some kind of blasphemy if you want to use homeopathy or acupuncture. And those are just two examples.
Yeah, who knows what else they're going to go after.
Exactly. Aromatherapy, they could go at chiropractic. I mean, when you open that door, that Pandora's box, you're now giving them kind of a blank check for them to just go over anything that they consider to be pseudoscience.
Do you remember when we had Dr. Coco March? I think her name is Dr. Coco. She's Spanish-speaking. She went to Spain and, you know, over the vaccine issue, and she said, and my concern is with the Spanish population, not just in Spain but in Central and South America, that they're very subject to authoritarian rule. They don't have, and I'm, again, this is a generalization, but they tend not, culturally not to have the wherewithal to stand up against authoritarians, authority. Now, I think that's changing because I've seen marches in Spain against the vaccine mandate. So I think it's changing, and that's good. How much will they be able to succeed here? I don't know, but we're with you, our Spanish brothers and sisters. We want you to know we're watching. We're paying attention. I know we have some listeners in Spain as well, so God bless you. May you come through this new Spanish Inquisition alive and well, and your federal government, or what you call it, does not succeed in destroying your freedom to choose the remedies of creation, the natural remedies that should be available to you by your birthright, by virtue of your birthright. Speaking of that, one of those medicines that should be available via that, you know it.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
That means it's time for the cannabis update. Let's go to Missouri. We have our Missouri autism mom in the house today on YouTube watching us. Missouri cancer patients could be turned away from medical marijuana. What? I thought they just passed a medical marijuana bill and it's going into effect.
A little carrot on the end of the stick there, right?
Okay, well, here's the game, folks. If you pass a legal medical marijuana law in your state and there's nobody willing to prescribe it, it's a de facto ban on cannabis still. It's against, whether it's against the law or not, it's a de facto, you can't get it. Legally, let me just say it that way. And that's apparently what has happened in Missouri. There are apparently no, or very few, if there are any, doctors willing to prescribe cannabis to their patients. So what's the point of having medical cannabis? Seems pretty worthless to me. But that, again, is the wrong method, this medical marijuana. I disagree with this whole idea of medical marijuana. Cannabis is a plant God created. If a doctor wants to prescribe it, fine. But if you want to grow it, you should be able to grow it. That's not what's happening because they become the gatekeepers. The duly ordained, licensed, degreed medical professionals, the gatekeepers for your access to a plant that God created that they've never studied in their life. Seems a bit off to me. Seems a bit off to me. That's Missouri. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll see where that goes, if the people are going to put up with it. Now, what about the economic aspect of cannabis? Cannabis becomes legal in 33 states and the District of Columbia. And yet any cannabis company out there on the state level operating fully within the law on a state level cannot engage in any banking activities with their business. So what this means is that they have to engage in cash. All of their business is conducted in cash. Now, I got no problem with that if that's what you do. I mean, it's not as easy, all the electronics and all that stuff. But because the federal government says cannabis is illegal on the federal level, we've been down this road. And the feds control the banking system and the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, all related to the World Bank, IMF, and our supposed federal depository, which is not federal, nor are there any reserves, the Federal Reserve System. You can't do it if you're a cannabis company. You can't participate in it. And the IRS is crying, hoo, hoo, hoo. Oh, we can't handle it because they're paying their tax bill in cash.
Could you imagine? Listen, dude, the government collected an estimated $4.7 billion in taxes last year. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine $4.7 billion? That's like wheelbarrows of cash,
right,
that these people are having to wheel in the IRS office where they have to have somebody sit, a couple of people, count the money to make sure that they're paying it. Well, guess what? That's how it's going to be. Legalize this stuff on a federal level, and guess what? We don't have this problem anymore.
Even better, how about using the cyber cash currency? How about using gold and silver? How about freeing up the people to utilize whatever they want in exchange for goods and services? We have a medical monopoly. We have a money monopoly. Have you read The Creature from Jekyll Island yet? G. Edward Griffin. Put that on your list if you haven't already. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, hour two, we got Ty Bollinger. We're going outside the box. A great hour to come. Thank you all for being here. Remember, if you miss a show, you go right to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube. Also, our home and broadcast radio syndication is GCN, GCNLive.com, and they have the archives up faster than anyone else. And, of course, occasionally we have segments that end up on Brighteon.com. Brighteon.com, that is where Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is set up a kind of YouTube-like scenario. We can't go live there yet, but we hope to. But it will not be subject to banning because we talk about natural medicines. And we speak openly and honestly about the dangers of vaccines, the fallacy that they prevent disease, in fact, the reality that they cause disease, and worse. So, Super Don, we got to figure out, you know, if we achieve our goal, I don't know, you know, we think about our goal. Our goal
what
is not
our
to get
goal?
It. Yeah, right? I think about it, we joke about it, because is my goal, because somebody's like, my goal would be for everybody to do natural medicine just like we do. Well, no, that's not my goal. Because I know this planet is a planet of experience. I believe God sent me and all of us here to learn, to have experience, to figure this stuff out. And so if I want to say, everybody should do what I do, man, that's just like, that's like becoming a dictator. I have not no interest in becoming a dictator. I want you to discover these things freely of your own accord and choose a path that's right for you. So how would we determine success in our goal? Maybe that the government backs off on prohibiting this?
When the day comes where pharmaceutical companies are no longer corrupt, when the FDA allows all supplements to be able to speak the truth, and say what it is they do, and when everybody in this country has the right and the ability to choose any healing modality that they want, then we'll be done.
Right. Well, look, they have the right, but the ability...
Now you realize I've just described something that's never going to happen, so I guess we got to work until
dang,
we die.
Damn it, you know? Well, listen, I was never a big fan of retirement, but if we were going to, this is what I would do. Yeah. This is kind of fun. This is actually in Salt Lake City at a farmer's market. A bunch of old guys. They call them old coots. Is that politically incorrect? I mean, could we be like taking
is
off
the air? Is that ageism?
Yeah, old coots, C-O-O-T-S, right?
Yes.
A different C word. Wow, be careful.
But they're using that for themselves, so I think it's okay.
Right, there's a banner. You'll see this. Yeah. Go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check this out. It's on rare.us. And they figure out they were getting together, I don't know, at a pub or a place to drink coffee.
It was
coffee.
A deli.
They were
getting to every Saturday. They'd get together at a friend's deli where they just they'd have coffee and just kind of shoot the breeze.
Okay.
And they're all retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a point where they were like, you know what? We've already heard all of each other's stories, and we know everything interesting about each other.
Yeah.
We need to figure out something to do. So what they did was they got a card table,
mm-hmm.
and they rented a tent at the local farmer's market there in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do now is they give out free advice to strangers instead of listening to each other. And they've got
a banner that says,
Old Coots giving advice.
It's listen. It's probably bad advice, but it's free, and that's on the banner. I love that. I mean, like, could you see us hanging out? Like, yeah, we've told all the stories we can tell, Super Don. We know about each other.
Well,
let's go hang out at the farmer's market and give bad advice to people for free.
Totally. I think it's great. And they did it. It was pretty much a joke at first.
Yeah.
Just for something to do different on their Saturdays.
Yeah.
But then the funny thing happened. People actually started showing up with serious questions.
Wow.
So, yeah, look, you know,
where can I find someone to love? Why does my cat pee on everything in the house? What are they? A retired veterinarian's here? Have I put in enough time at my new job to take a 1 week vacation? So, is there a problem? Did somebody say they might need a license to do this? Or you know,
well, they did get asked by people saying, hey, you know, are you guys qualified to do this?
Yeah.
And they said, well, we probably have to say no, but neither was Ann Landers. And, you know, I mean, she did it all the time. So they just hope they won't mess people up too much.
Who's qualified to give advice? I guess people that are old coots could give advice.
Hey,
lived long
you
enough,
know, you've lived life, you've made mistakes, and you're wise by that time. I think it's a great idea.
What do you think?
I think
kids,
every farmer's market should have one of these.
You like that idea, kids? Yeah, they agree.
Kids agree.
Grandma, Grandpa, or particularly Grandpa, this kind. Grandpa Super Don, going to the farmer's market, setting up a table. Here he comes, free, bad advice. And you know, the thing is, it might be good advice. But what a great idea. And they're, I guess, helping folks in need. Maybe just listening. That's a gift. Really a gift. All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. Ty Bollinger's getting ready to step outside the box with me, RSB, and maybe Super D. Check it out. We'll be back after the news. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.